Welcome to motherfucking Detroit. Damn it, Wonder Boy.
And welcome to Culture Shift, hour number one, Wednesday, here on 101.9 WDET.
And welcome to Detroit City. I said, welcome to Detroit City.
And this is how we are going to start the show. Axios Detroit recently put you all to the test and asked with a poll, who is the greatest rapper from Detroit? Of course, Eminem, Big Sean, Danny Brown made the list and continue to march on. T Grizzly gave some of the Giants a run for their money, but Eminem won. Axios Detroit's Sam Robinson is here to chat with us about the poll and why he's stirring the pot. And in fact, this conversation has been going on for the last 25 minutes here in the studio. And to join in the conversation now, Amanda LeClaire, Tia Graham, both here with us as well. Welcome.
Hey, Rob, happy Wednesday. Yeah, we got the whole crew in here. Ryan Patrick Cooper's joining us as well, Sam Robinson from Axios, because they just did this great poll, and collectively, we just celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip-hop on August 11th. We had some great conversations here on Culture Shift. And then Axios Detroit put out this poll, which has been, maybe not surprisingly, actually probably not surprisingly at all, controversial. Yeah. I want to let folks know they can go over to our Twitter page at DET Culture Shift is our handle, and check out a link to that poll, which some of the folks involved in it have been sharing it as well, including Danny Brown, Sam Robinson. Hey, welcome back to Culture Shift.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome.
Good. All right. Yeah. So give me the background of this poll. It is asking your audience who the greatest Detroit rapper of all time is. And there was a lot of debate going on.
There was. We did polls across all of our Axios local network. We are in 30 cities. And Detroit is proudly one of them, probably one of the proudest cities when it comes to our sports and our entertainment, especially our rap music. This poll outdid all the other ones. There was more people that voted in this one. You had the artists sharing it, which was, thanks Danny Brown and Dej Loaf and Street Lord One. And others who did notice it and were talking about it. But, yeah, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. You guys have seen all the press coverage on that, seen people talk about it plenty. And, thought, hey, why not do it in Detroit and sprinkle in some old, some new. And that's really what the crux of the controversy is about, right? There's a community of Detroiters who live here and say, I don't listen to Eminem and never did. He does not represent us in the sound of our city that has sort of turned into the sound of urban America. You know, you go to Memphis, you go anywhere, you go to Birmingham, Alabama, and you go to a gas station, you're going to hear Cardi B and Latto's Put It on the Floor, which is just a Icewear Vezo type beat.
It literally is a Detroit-produced track, and as soon as I found that out, you hear the cadence and the way they're rapping on it. I said, they sound like Sana Baby. They sound like, Skilla on the Rat, just kind of the cadence, the Detroit flow that they have, and you can see it happening all across the country.
Yeah, so currently, 2023, we're in a renaissance era of sorts, right? There has been no larger magnifying glass on what's going on in Detroit music since Eminem and D12 and Proof and J Dilla. And it's worth talking about.
Sam, let's get into this, because you have to make a very tough case right at the beginning of who's going to make it into this bracket to begin with. And I was able to watch this live through your Twitter, through Axios, this internal debate that's happening of who belongs, who doesn't, because this city has produced so many rappers in different generations. So what was the thought process of who's going to make it in here, period?
Yeah, so I disclosed to readers really early on in this that I actually did not want Eminem to be involved at all, because he has the largest fan base and he's going to win the poll. I told my editors and Joe Guillen, who also participated with this on me, and Joe's 43, so he's old school, man. He was around for the height of Eminem. He likes some of the Eminem songs. He actually said, I'm voting for Eminem in this poll, to hell with you, Sam. But, it was really hard. We definitely could have done a 64 rapper bracket. And people are like, man, 64 rappers? Yes. Like, there are currently 64 rappers under the age of 28 that I listen to, like, most days. So, yes.
So you make the decision of including some of these rappers. T Grizzly, which is of a newer generation. You've also got Danny Brown, who sort of ends up bridging both of these generations right. in a lot of different ways. You've got Icewear Vezo, which if you live in Detroit, you're definitely familiar with. But I think it's, you know, you start looking at nationally, does it have the same impact? So you do have a good range here. But one thing that I kind of noticed when you're talking about Detroit cadence and Detroit style beats, there's an entire generation of rappers that you left out, including Guilty Simpson and Fat Cat, which when you talk about Detroit cadence, Guilty Simpson is usually credited as the guy for being lazy on the beat, sounding like he's a little bit slow. He's like missing it, which also comes from J. Dilla's production. So we're already seeing some generational divide here because that's an entire era of hip hop when there was nothing popping in those city. It was Fat Cat and Guilty and Black Milk who also didn't make the list.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks that got up in arms with a lot of the omissions, man. They're going all the way back, you know, the 80s and 90s and even some of the early 2000s. Yeah, you know, we really tried to keep it folks that our audience would recognize the names of. And I even thought about that in including the younger people who, you know, the Bang Gang Lonnies of the world or... you know, the Skilla 4-2 babies, Dougs. Yeah. Skilla Baby wasn't included on the list. We didn't include him.
I know. I saw that. And that was a little, I know.
Because if you go to the high schools right now, if you're in Cass Tech or Renaissance, you know, Skilla Baby is the most popular artist.
Oh, yeah. My niece asked me, you know Skilla Baby? And I said, yes, I'm not that old.
Let's do public radio service here. I don't want to leave anybody behind. If they're listening and they're hearing these names and they're saying, what? Who are we talking about? Set the scene for us, Sam. When you think of Detroit hip-hop, when you think of its sound, when you think of its influence, try to describe it to someone that may not be super familiar with these acts and with the style and with its moment right now in the spotlight.
Yeah, so ever since T. Grizzly in 2016, he put out a song called First Day Out. And First Day Out sort of laid this blueprint. It kind of took the same blueprint. People have heard Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares intro. Yeah. It was a storytelling kind of like big setup. The beat didn't drop until like 2.5 minutes into the song. He's already had two verses at this point. And then the beat comes in and people are, you know.
A la Lil Wayne, let the beat build.
Sure, yeah, kind of like that. Not to say that all of Detroit music right now sounds like that. You're going to hear, you know, real heavy bass. I mean, people hear it. People that do not currently listen to, you know, what the current crop of artists are making, you hear it in your car when you're like on the road, you know, you can hear people's bass bang. You know, you hear, you know, common themes real, you know, we were talking a little bit before we got on it about Eminem's influence and the shock value of, you know, the early 2000s, how he got popular was really just saying anything and everything. The current generation of artists, the Flint rappers actually do it a little bit more than the Detroit rappers or just, you know, for that shock, pure shock value. But, yeah, you know, there's a real specific, people say that it's offbeat, which is now not true. It's, they don't know what syncopation is in music. So there is a real specific style that it took a long time for these artists. You know, Icewear Vezo has been making the same style of music in that sound since 2011, 12, 13, 14. He didn't need to do that, right? He could have been like, oh, people aren't liking this. And they sticked with it. Babyface Ray, Peezy, Payroll Giovanni, these guys that are in their mid to late 30s now, right, and are certainly past their primes in terms of what we think in rap.
It's very similar to sports. You know, this idea that they'll talk about a 33-year-old football player like he's almost in the grave. In hip-hop, it has the same thing. I mean, once you hit your 30s, you're kind of out of the loop. It's harder to be relevant.
And here, it has hit a little bit differently just because the OGs are still here, right? So those young guys, the Skilla Babies, are able to see a guy like T. Grizzly or Sada Baby and kind of look up to them and be like, okay, they're still here in the city making music. It hasn't hit the same way. The young kids are still up, but those older cats are still... still pushing the needle. You'll still hear them in the clubs. You'll still hear them alongside the A-list artists now, the Moneybagg Yo's or... Lil Tyla or, you know, the next hottest artist in hip-hop.
It's one of those things with public radio. It's really hard for us to play a lot of these examples because clean edits are non-existent in rap radio anymore. And unfortunately, with our current budget, cleaning up these songs would
take a while.
It would take the majority of the day. Make those gifts at WDET.org/give. But Tia, if I were to describe it, I would say it's woozy. It's very bassy. I think a lot of that comes from the Ann Arbor-based producer Dabri, actually, who was part of the Guilty Simpson and Fat Cat movement, along with Jay Dilla. And they love piano stabs. Hard-hitting piano has always been a big staple of the Detroit sound. Tia, what say you? When you try to describe Detroit hip-hop to someone, how would you go about it?
You know, honestly, for me, I grew up in a generation where Eminem was really big at the time, so a lot of that did come from Eminem, and we thought that's what the sound was. But as Big Sean and some of the other artists around Big Sean's era started to come up, we started to hear new sounds, new cadence. I mean, Big Sean was one of those first folks that people would say, well, how do you listen to him? He's offbeat. He's not offbeat. He's right on the beat where he's supposed to be. He's catching it right where he's supposed to be catching it. So once Big Sean kind of hit the scene, I guess you can say, I started to really dive into it. The Babyface Rays, the Icewear Vezos, and the Cash Dolls. We cannot forget Cash Dow and Dej Loaf. These are people who also really brought in a new listening audience, especially, like I said, Cash Dow, who you can all see on BMF. She's an actress now as well. So just seeing some of these local artists that we used to just see walking down the street or going to Fairland or going to Northland, here they are now producing music and producing the sound of the entire genre of rap right now for the most part. But I wanted to get into what you all were talking about earlier, Sam and Ryan, you were talking about in depth Eminem and the generational divide there. I wanted to go back to that because I thought it was so interesting how you all talked about, you know, Sam, you said Eminem, you know, he's Michael Jordan to me. Like, I know he was great at one point.
But I didn't watch him.
I didn't watch him. And you were saying, like, you know, well, I kind of understand where you're coming from with that, but Eminem does have a
huge impact. And you can't really discount the legacy of Eminem on Detroit as a rap city. He was very part of it in the late 90s. Obviously is very removed now. I think we think of him as like a suburban stepdad to the Detroit hip hop at this point.
Mom spaghetti?
He's absent. He's an absent father.
He's an absent father. And Sam, to your point, he's not paying child support. He has not helped recognize some of these younger rappers in the scene.
He doesn't even have to give him money. All he has to do is tweet out the songs or something. Just anything. Just appear alongside one. I mean, he's done nothing, and you wonder, is it because he doesn't like the music, or is it because he doesn't know that it's popular, as not a lot of 40-year-old people in wherever he is in Metro Detroit probably don't. But that's been a big question that, you know, people like Icewear Vezo have posed. Peasy is a big Eminem fan. You know, he would love to meet Eminem. Icewear Vezo's, you know, he's got a line. He's like, I don't know anyone who's ever met this man. I ain't never seen him. You know, it's like, I do not know anyone that has ever
a Detroit hip hop Santa Claus.
So, you know, that's where, you know, you listen to the music now, and he's you know, still, you know, just kind of, you know, the themes in his music are just they're not at all what the average typical Detroiter can relate to.
It's very different. But you think that Eminem could be doing a service by lending his iconoclast status simply with a tweet to shout out the younger generation because it'll open up an audience, a new audience to them.
I mean, we've seen other acts. We've seen Beyonce do this. We've seen Kanye do this. We've seen every other you know, artist to that, like Lil Wayne, right? I mean, Lil Wayne is like the most famous, you know, with Young Money. But I don't think people are asking, sign me.
Sure.
But there does lack an infrastructure. I see it when I go to the studios. I'm just like, man, like, there are people with money that could support this. And that's the guy with the most money. I mean, that's the guy with the most visibility. He is one of the most famous individuals on earth. And he's a quote-unquote Detroit rapper, right? I say Eminem is not a Detroit rapper. He never really was.
Well, see, that's where
that's a crazy thing to say.
But it's not.
That's a crazy thing to say.
To 26-year-olds, Eminem is not a Detroit rapper. I mean, he is a rap icon. He is a legend, right? We're talking about 50th anniversary of this genre. This genre is so many different things now.
It's very different things, but I also think the generations need to respect one another because often the people in their 20s are like, you old heads are so annoying. I agree. But also me, as becoming more of an old head, I never disrespect the youth and what's coming up next. I take the Miles Davis approach. You have to bring in the younger musicians and pay attention to it and never be the older white guy being like, what's a TikTok? No one cares if you don't know. You should be paying attention and you should give it the time and space. I think one of the hottest groups coming out of the city right now is High Tech. This is Omar S's group that brings so much elements of Detroit. It's basically ghetto tech turned in with this new hip-hop sound, and they're getting write-ups in Rolling Stone, which kind of speaks to the fragmented reality of the audience when it comes to hip-hop.
Right.
Some of these names on the Axios bracket of who's the best rapper in Detroit, they may mean everything in certain sections of the city, but the way people listen to music now, it's like taking a hammer to a mirror, and there's thousands of shards.
Right.
And you can have anything you want, and anything can be massive inside of that shard, but in reality, it's not a global uniting success. Eminem has that power and could essentially give that elder statesmanship and boost the next generation.
Yeah, you put it real well right there. You should say all of that and then mail it to him. You talk about respect, though, Ryan, and I want to say it real clearly to everyone on WDET listening. Where Eminem loses me, Sam Robinson, with the respect is when 2 weeks ago in a verse, he's talking about why he's marginalized because he's white.
Oh, yeah.
Eminem is Eminem because of his race. I mean, he would not be the same.
And he's admitted that.
Rapper. He has. So it's really weird, you know, when he's now revising his years ago comments,
and, you
right?
know, Sam, I think
the whiteness is the sticky thing with Eminem, which it's just, you know, in the majority black city, right? The biggest artist ever is Eminem. How ironic.
But you look at it, Jay-Z, Kanye, Eminem, all in their 40s plus, maybe 40-year-olds shouldn't be rapping.
I don't know,
just
man.
Record,
I still like
way.
Jay-Z.
Because this has now been heard three times. Eminem is 50.
Oh,
not 40.
Mercy. He's in his 50s.
He'll be 51 in October.
Just Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah.
He's Uncle Eminem at this point. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Uncle M is the recluse that's in a cabin somewhere. But we were talking just a little bit about that, and I think about Eminem and his legacy and what you're saying. Who right now do you see becoming that big out of the city of Detroit? I know Babyface Ray is one of those people I see just nationally right now, almost globally. Who do you think is big right now?
So we had that question mark. Could T Grizzly surpass that? T Grizzly has done songs with Kanye that never came out.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of going. He's kind of fading.
4-2 Doug, right? He's in his legal mumbo wumbo, but he's been doing stuff with Lil Baby, the biggest rapper to kids right now in the world. And then you got Skilla Baby, who is just, you see his, you know, he's very much got when you see the live performance. And who is the, you know, Sada is the biggest, he's with Activated, that song, Sada Baby Activated, is, you know, T Grizzly First Day Out, and then you have this new song, Tay B Style by Skilla Baby. That is like, everyone knows all the words, and it's like so explicit and vulgar, yet the administrators at Cass Tech allow him to just do it, and I'm just like, that's pretty good. You know, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. So out of those three rappers, you're seeing a few rappers that are
I don't think anybody's ever going to reach Eminem status. I don't think anyone will ever again even reach Big Sean status in the same way.
Wow.
You remember when Curtis Roach had that TikTok, you know, bored in the house.
Yes.
You know, he could have been in a, we could have thought about him at one point, but it's just like, it really is all kind of a crapshoot and just how, you know, these artists are cogs in the machine now, and that sort of thing, it's a little bit out of their control.
Yeah.
That's to the point of the fragmented sense of an audience. And it begs the bigger question, you know, if we're not going to have another Detroit hip hop artist that crosses over like a Big Sean, like an Eminem, does Detroit need to take the chip off our shoulder a little bit and accept the fact that these artists that come out are going to be big to us, important to us, influential to others around the country, but sort of accepting of that instead of having this attitude of not getting enough respect, which is eternally the conversation coming out of Detroit music.
So the reason why we shouldn't have that is because rap is in general, I mean, who are the biggest stars out of rap in the last? It's Ice Spice. It's I mean, we don't have new rap stars anymore. We don't have new pop stars anymore.
You
just in music.
Ice Spice.
We don't have pop stars. And why is that? A part of it is because of music enclaves like Southeast Michigan, Flint, and Detroit, Memphis, Florida,
St. Louis. Regional rap.
It's all I mean, it's going back to these regional enclaves where the fans want to be smart and in the know. They want to be like, oh, I'm cool because, you know, the same idea of like wanting to be listening to underground rappers, right? Like, you know, I feel like I'm cool listening to Bang Gang Lonnie because they don't play him at the clubs anymore because he's, you know, it's like, oh, he's talking about his mental health too much. You know, it's like, you know, people want to listen to these, like, oh, like, you don't listen to Bang Gang Lonnie or you don't listen to Babyface Ray or and wherever. You know, it's like, yeah, people want to be cool. So that's what.
I feel like I'm a cool person because I know the rappers. I know who's coming out now. My niece keeps me up to date. She's 17, so she knows everyone. And everybody that you're talking about right now, she's probably somewhere listening like, oh my God, T is talking rap. She thinks I'm a square.
And it needs to be talked about more. The Detroit Free Press, Detroit News. You guys need to talk about what's going on currently more. Dereliction of duty that it's so unreported. It's so untalked about. You know, we get these Condé Nast people that work at Pitchfork and elsewhere that have to parachute in. They have to fly in here for it to get any sort of real serious coverage. And that's a real shame.
You talk about that often. Ryan talks about that often.
History is being missed. History is going unwritten. And for the 50th anniversary of hip hop, it's not a good thing.
Sam's one man band making it happen for Axios Detroit. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for letting me get this rants off on the air. That's crazy.